This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of the program here today, live on location at Pine Richland Community Park. It's the opening day for youth baseball. It's their youth showcase. And surprisingly, despite all the rain that happened here last night, or I don't know how much they got up here in Pine Richland, but I know down south it was a little bit more perhaps, but the field's looking in great shape and they're playing. And this is where all young baseball players, boys and girls, get their start. And now we see dogs barking at the pierogies. The pierogies are here. And they're running around, jalapeno, jalapeno, sauerkraut, saw, and the dogs are barking at them. So that's all part of the festivities here at Pine Richland. We'll give you more information on what's going on here, and a lot of kids are out playing baseball, and that's great to see. At 412-928-9370, thank you for Donnie getting it done back there where I made the trip out here. Had a little overtime for Donnie Cedric today. We appreciate that, and Matt Harkins as well. Now it's Joel Nelson behind the glass. And he'll be taking your calls at 412-928-9370. As we continue to talk about what's happened with the Steelers draft, what they may do on day three, all the other subplots, which include Shedeur Sanders, and while he waits now into day three, and the reasons why for that we discussed in the first hour, but we'll continue to do that as we move along. But I'd like to know from you, they have the 123rd pick today, 156, 185, and 229, one each in rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7. What will they do? What should they do? And if it's a choice of quarterbacks, who would it be? Call right now at 412-928-9370. Hit me up on Twitter at Katie Pomp. Also, a reminder, tonight we have our KDK Draft Breakdown Special coming up tonight, 7:30 on KDK TV. Charlie Batch, Rich Walsh, and I will go over the entire draft proceedings, speaking with Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan, all the principals involved, and your thoughts about what happened in this draft so far. And what we've seen so far is Derek Harmon, defensive lineman of Oregon, take him. And what a sad story, too, to learn that when he was selected, he immediately rushed over to see his mother, who was on life support. She got to see him drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then she subsequently passed away not too long after that. And what a sad story. He was supposed to have a press conference yesterday. Obviously, that wasn't going to happen. Our thoughts and prayers are with Derek Harmon and his family over a very trying time, and what a bittersweet weekend that was for them. Then Caleb Johnson came along in round 3. And he was the Big Ten running back of the year, 1,537 yards rushing, 6.4 average, 23 touchdowns. He fits the mold of what Najee Harris was. Not necessarily breakaway speed, but certainly a guy who knows how to get it done in the run game, and they needed that, obviously. And the Steelers are in a situation where, and all you have to do is look at the quarterback choice of Aaron Rodgers, that they want to try to win now. It's a win-now mentality. They're not necessarily looking beyond that at this point, although they do have some things to worry about down the road. That would explain one of the reasons why you see them passing on quarterbacks in the first two picks they made. And they're not the only ones. A lot of people have passed on quarterbacks. Five quarterbacks have been picked ahead of Shedeur Sanders, and we'll see what happens today. They got their choice of quarterbacks. They may not pick one until the fifth round if they have somebody else in mind at the fourth round. So we'll see how that breaks down at 412-928-9370. We have some young youth baseball people here now looking at shirts. We have great fan shirts to give away here. So if you're in the area at Pine Richland Community Park, come on over and take your choice here. It's a big day for youth baseball in this area. I also want to get into the Pirates and what you saw last night. And whether you believe or not that this team maybe can turn things around. You know, they're 11-16, which does not put them too far out of second place. And Chicago leads that division at 17-10. But, you know, they have a team that is predicated on pitching. And we saw that last night once again as Paul Skeens. In case you missed it, late night, 6 1/3, 9 strikeouts, no walks. He made that all-star lineup that is the Dodgers look like it was some sort of Triple-A team. But that's what he's capable of doing. And he got strikeouts using 6 different pitches. He knows how to pitch. At 22 years of age, he's so far advanced. He got the win. The bullpen came in and did a good job. And the bullpen at 13 2/3 innings, 1 hit, 1 run on this road trip. They're getting it done, and that includes David Bednar. And David Bednar came in last night to get the save in that situation. He's had 4 scoreless innings since his return. Now, if he comes back and is the David Bednar that you would expect, and Colin Holderman can do it, to add with Borecki and Dennis Santana and Justin Lawrence, they've gotten a lot of production out of their bullpen. So if the starting pitching can be consistent, and why wouldn't you think that? Andrew Heaney, the left-hand veteran, man, he has been terrific. He pitched 6 innings of one-hit baseball the other day against Anaheim. So eventually you're going to get Chandler out of here. Eventually Jared Jones should return. It's pretty promising as long as the hitting continues to be decent. And to that end, once, you know, O'Neill Cruz went into the leadoff spot, things changed. And he should be your everyday leadoff hitter, period. There should be no more messing around with the lineups. He has been terrific there. If he doesn't hit a leadoff home run, he gets on base. When he gets on base, he leads the National League in stolen bases. And we saw that last night. They talk about winning on the margins. This is how you win on the margins, by doing what they did last night against a very good baseball team. Now, they're 3-1 on this trip. They got 2 more in L.A. before they come home. Split of those would make a 4-2 road trip. I don't see many people thought that was going to happen. At 412-928-9370. So we'd like to open up the lines. I'd love to hear from all of you people out there about your thoughts on whatever it may be. So let's go right to it. Joel Nelson is controlling the switchboard right now, and we have Bob in New York who is first up in this segment. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bob. How about you?
Oh, doing great, thanks. The weather hopefully will be clearing. It's a little windy and cold out here based on 2 days ago. It was 83 degrees.
Well, I tell you, I'm a little jealous with the pierogi and maybe a little kielbasa too, Bob.
Well, there's food here, and believe me, by the time I'm done, I will hit that food stand.
Bob, a couple of things. My buddies and I were talking about the Steelers and the draft, and we've kind of given up and said we're done with the conversation about Aaron Rodgers and Sanders. That's history as far as we're concerned. If Aaron Rodgers does come to us, whoopee. But the thing that we're concerned about, not concerned about, that we've come to a conclusion as fans, as little old Steeler fans, the Steeler organization made one move that we're kind of happy about, and we think they've been made fools of by Aaron Rodgers. But we think the decision that they've arrived at, and there's not a lot of conversation about it, they're all in on a quarterback in the 2026 draft. And when we looked at the quarterbacks that are going to be coming out for the 26 draft, there are a boatload of talented kids coming out, and the Steelers are looking at that. They've made that decision, Bob.
No, I don't think there's any question that that was going to be the mindset, especially, you know, once I thought Justin Fields would be their guy. That's what I thought the plan was going into this, and they did make him an offer, but apparently it wasn't enough, and whatever the reason, he decided to leave. Once that happened, it put them in a kind of a situation of not sure what would happen next, which is why Mason Rudolph became appealing to them. He should have been appealing to them last year, I thought, but he wasn't. He went to Tennessee, so they made that pick, and that. I guess, you know, look at free agents. There were a lot of them out there. Aaron Rodgers was not the one I thought they would end up on. But if they believe they can win now with this roster, and it's also one of the reasons, I think, Bob, they went out and traded for DK Metcalf. And when you analyze this draft, I think it's important to look at, you can say, what did they get in this draft? Derek Harmon, first round, defensive line. Yep. Second round, DK Metcalf. That's what it was, essentially. They got an all-pro receiver in their second pick. Caleb Johnson in the third round. We'll see what happens the rest of the way. So they're in the win now mode. And yes, next year would be the time because there are going to be plenty more opportunities to get people next year. And those people you may not recognize now, but just like a lot of these guys in this draft, one more year under their belts, you'll see advancement in their games. And they will become names that you hear a lot of just as we did with Kyle McCord, just as we did with Quinn Ewers, just as we did with Will Howard and any of them. A year ago, you may not have been talking about any of these guys. Now they are front and center. So, yeah, I think 2026 is the plan. They have more comp picks. They can do a lot more maneuvering. So I think that's a very good way to look at it.
Hey, Bob, one last thing for you. One thing is, do you think Manning's coming out? And number two, we've been talking about these kids coming out in 26. There's a kid that I'm familiar with, but I'm going to be watching him in as many games as I possibly can in the upcoming season. This kid, Haynes King, out of Georgia Tech. Boy, this kid's got some numbers, and he looks like one of the guys who's going to be at the top of the list in 2026. But as I said, there are a boatload of kids coming out, Bob.
Oh, there really are. And, you know, Manning's going to be the name that's going to be out there. He's getting a lot of NIL money, and this will be the year for him to make a statement. If he does, he'll be one of those guys we talk about. There are a lot of them. I counted at last, nine that potentially could be in the top three-round kind of conversation. So we'll see how this translates, but the bottom line right now is that they're focusing on what they got to do the rest of this. Let me ask you this, Bob, real quick before you go. They have a pick in the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh. With one of them, if they decide on a quarterback, who would it be in your mind?
Oh, in my mind, no doubt Will Howard. No doubt at all.
All right. Thanks for the call from Bob in New York. Appreciate that. Now we're going down to Orlando, where I'm sure it's much better weather-wise. We got Joe in Orlando. Hello, Joe.
Hey, yeah. How you doing, Bob?
Good. What's up, man?
Hey, I'm fascinated by the Shedeur Sanders thing for a couple different reasons. If you remember right, when Deion Sanders was drafted out of Florida State, he was very media savvy at that young age. Matter of fact, I think the quote he had when Atlanta drafted him was, they're going to have to put me on layaway to afford me. I guess my point being is this. I think Shedeur Sanders is a good football player. I don't think he's NFL material. Matter of fact, I called Jason Mackey last week and said, listen, he's borderline NFL. And he said, Joe, he's a first-round draft pick. I said, I don't think so. Could be missing it. My point is this. Shedeur Sanders was a media creation through his father because he understands the power of media. That strength, I think, is part of the weakness of what happened to his son. People have pointed out already today. Many people don't want to be bothered with that circus for somebody that it's a 50-50 chance, right? So now he's in a position where this kid theoretically might not get drafted. What I'd like to know is that on the horn this morning going from creating demand to begging somebody to take him? I would love to know that question.
Joe, that could very well be. I mean, you're right, it's a media creation. And because of that, the media, many of whom have had tight relationships with Deion Sanders over the years. And listen, if you look at how many times Colorado was on television last year, it was all because of Deion Sanders. It wasn't because of Shedeur Sanders. It was Deion Sanders. He still has a prominent role in his son's life, which is fine. Every father should. But there comes a point in time when that guy has got to spread his own wings and fly away and do what he has to do without any interference from a parent. And I think that's what we're seeing here in this situation. I remember a couple of months ago where there was talk that Deion Sanders, he wanted to coach his son, and it may be a package deal. When you hear stuff like that, you may not want to deal with all of the minutia that comes with picking him. So he may have hurt his son while trying to help his son. I'm not sure, because you hear different stories about what they've heard in meetings, that he came in with an attitude about it. And I think if you're I don't care who you are, how good you are, if you go into a pre-draft meeting with an NFL team with your own agenda of what you want, you're supposed to tell them about you, tell them about your desire to play football, how much you want to do it. And if you come in with more of an entitled attitude, I don't know if he did or didn't, but based on the comments some of these assistants have made, then potentially he did, and that could hurt you.
Well, the thing about this too, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, but the kid was 13 and 12 in college, came from Jackson State, right? He's not out of college football for 5 months, and his numbers retired. It's coupled with another gentleman
right.
who happened
well,
Travis to be
Hunter, I don't mind that because he won a Heisman Trophy, and that's a reason if you're going to do that.
Correct.
They haven't had many of those out in Colorado, so that's fine. But to do that, as soon as his career is over, it's way too soon to do it.
Well, then what it does is it creates an environment around that kid of what's true and what's not true, right? In other words, what I'm saying is it's
right.
disingenuous. And the other thing, Deion Sanders, the name, because of the athlete he was and the dynamic personality is, people understand he's very savvy. Right. And so I guess at the end of the day, my point being what created Deion, he could back up. I'm not sure his son's the same way. even though Deion Sanders strategically tried to use the media to do the same thing. And at the end of the day, listen, it's all about dollars and cents. Listen, you can look at the front of his jacket and tell you that, right? It's about cashing in when you can for the security of him and his family, and that's all you need to know about that situation.
All right, Joe, thank you very much for that. And the other thing is, no problem, good talking to you in Orlando, Florida, is that, you know, NFL teams, I hear a lot of conspiracy theories thrown out there, and quite frankly, none of that matters to me. And whatever you're trying to make of this, the bottom line is they have decisions to make. NFL teams, if you're somebody who can help them, they will take you regardless of the baggage you bring. We've seen that on so many occasions. So if you're good enough, and if they want to put up with the garbage, you know, and the baggage and all the stuff that comes with it, fine. They will. But if they don't, then they don't. And so this has nothing to do with anything but that. And I think some people are going to that level of conspiracy or, you know, things that happen, collusion, owners are getting, they're not doing that. If you can help a team, they're going to take that, and they don't care. Look what Deshaun Watson ended up. Do you think Cleveland, the owners didn't like that move at all, but he went against it to his own detriment by taking Deshaun Watson because he felt that Deshaun Watson could help. That was a miscalculation on their part, not to mention a whole bunch of money and draft picks. So that was a mistake, and I'm sure they're in Cleveland now. They're trying to dig out from it, and they've done a pretty good job acquiring more picks. Dan and Cranberry, you'll be first when we come back. It's 412-928-9370. We're live at Pine Richland Community Park. It's opening day of the Youth Showcase, and believe it or not, it's cold, but that has not stopped these youngsters from coming up and getting involved in baseball for the very first day. So we'll have more on that, and we'll take more of your calls at 412-928-9370. We're right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
412-928-9370 is the number. Bob Pompeiani on location here at Pine Richland Community Park. It's opening day youth showcase, and the Pirate Parrot has just arrived. They also have Millie's Ice Cream and a lot of other stuff going on, all kinds of things from T-ball all the way up to 10 and 11-year-olds, different groupings here as they get interested in baseball. And if they watched last night's Pirate game, they would be interested. Maybe there's a future Paul Skeens out here. I don't know. He was outstanding last night, in case you missed it. 6 1/3. No runs, no walks, 9 strikeouts against a very talented L.A. Dodger lineup. And then the bullpen did the rest, including David Bednar, who was used mostly in the 7th inning since his return. But last night he was the closer. He got it done in the 9th inning, and the Pirates win And I wonder if you think this is a situation that can turn itself around a little bit, not necessarily to compete for a world championship. I'm not getting that crazy, but at least put themselves into contention if you're talking wild card. Cruz in the leadoff spot has been terrific for them. Bullpen has been outstanding, and I think Cruz in the leadoff spot has helped just about everyone else in that lineup. And you need stability in the lineup. That's one thing we have not seen early in this season, but for the last week it's been Cruz leading off, and he's had an impact. 412-928-9370. We're talking about that, NFL Draft Day 3, and anything else you'd like to talk about. Let's go to Dan in Cranberry. Dan joins us right now. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Bob. Nice to hear your voice. You're a great Pittsburgh legend.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. It's always nice to be heard.
You are. So I want to talk two things. First of all, let's talk about our Buccos. I think the Pirates are on the right track. I think they can be a plus 500 team if they get rid of Carmen Majinski as a starting pitcher. I don't know why they have him as a starter. Is it that they're missing starters at this point and they're just filling him in?
Well, he was their fifth starter to start. I think he's more in a role of a bullpen guy. That's where I would, you know, he has a good arm. He could be in that rotation in the end of seventh, eighth inning, whatever the case may be, or even before then. So I think ultimately he'll end up in the bullpen, but with Jaron Jones being injured, I think he got an opportunity there. So it won't last, I don't think, all that much longer. Yeah, and now Bailey Falter got injured a little bit the last time as well. But, you know, if you look at it, if you look at a rotation of Skeens, Jones, Chandler, Keller, and Heaney. I mean,
yeah,
that's one of the best rotations in all of baseball, in my view.
And Cruz is really coming on this year. I like him right now. He's looking good.
Well, yeah, and he's in one spot, leadoff spot. You know, I'll take – he's still, you know, a wild card out there defensively. He makes some good plays, but he makes a lot of plays that I don't like to see and some lazy stuff on the base pass at times. But, man – when he hits home runs or he hits anything, they're hard. Seven home runs. He leads the National League in stolen bases. That's what you want from a leadoff guy.
Would love to see that guy in the home run derby this year.
That would be interesting. I would like to see that also. He leads, like, if you look at the if you're a big believer in velocity, he has more velocity hits than anyone in baseball since the beginning of last year.
Hey, but before I go, Bob, I do want to talk about the Steelers and I'm not sure why they're not taking Shador Sanders. That guy is a proven legend in Colorado. 64 touchdowns in 2 years. He's got the legend of Dion. He's got the genes, the DNA. What's going on with this? Why isn't anybody?
If I had a direct answer for you, I would tell you here, Dan. All I know is, and thank you very much for the call, that there's something out there that is preventing teams from going to him. I would never have thought. I thought he would drop. But I didn't think it would drop this precipitously to the point where he's in day three and there's still unknown about what's going to happen with him. I didn't think that people like Dylan Gabriel would be chosen ahead of him. I didn't think Tyler Shuck would be chosen ahead of him. I didn't think many would be chosen ahead of him. Maybe Cam Ward, that was it, you know, based on what we've heard. But there's something out there that is preventing teams from believing in him. And if it was a pre-draft interview process that he went through, whatever it was, they're all in unison here saying that, well, we're not sure. And if you're not sure, you don't take them. So that's the whole problem. But if you fall deeper into this draft, I think more teams will be willing to do it. And I wouldn't be surprised at 123 if the Steelers make that decision, although there are other quarterbacks out there. Mike in Shaler Township joins us right now. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a huge fan of yours, so I always love calling in when you're on the air. Hey,
what's up?
I'm glad I get to follow the last gentleman in Cranberry in regards to his comments about Shador Sanders because, you know, I can't help but, and you're going to appreciate this as a sports journalist, I can't help but throw water on the idea. You know, for me, you know, the second round pick in exchange for DK Metcalf, it's not just the draft pick, it's not just the amount of money that they gave him. That gentleman should be old enough, Dan and Cranberry should be old enough to remember when Dion threw water on that reporter after that playoff game in baseball.
That was Tim McCarver.
He should be old enough to remember that. You want that guy's kid? I don't. So for me, it's like one of those things where, you know, you look at DK Metcalf because, you know, if you're an older listener and you don't know a lot about him, there's a video that I want everybody to look up. There was an interception that Russell Wilson threw to Buda Baker when they were playing the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
DK Metcalf chased him down across the entire field and tackled him at about the 5-yard line on the other side of the field and kept him from getting a touchdown. It's a culture thing. And unfortunately, you know, you look at the Chase Claypools, the Antonio Browns, the Le'Veon Bells, the me guys that they've had on this roster and they've drafted in the last 10 years. DK Metcalf, despite coming from NFL bloodlines, despite having, probably a nice childhood with some privilege and some, you know, it was never uncomfortable for him. But at the same time, some people just have it and some, you know, that thing that they can click on, that hunger, that love of the game. For a second-round draft pick, they got a guy who proves that he has that. They got a guy who proves that he's hungry, that he wants to be a part of a winning culture and wants to set a tone. More than anything, what the Steelers have needed, especially on the offensive side of the ball, is something to set the tone again that they haven't had since Hines Ward. They haven't had since Jerome Bettis. Unfortunately, Roethlisberger wasn't really able to maintain it. And I think over the last 10 years, they've completely lost their way in regards to what the culture of the locker room should be. And it can't all be on Tomlin. It has to be from the active leaders on the team. They have not had a lead-by-example player on offense in a very long time, maybe other than some of the offensive line, but you have to have that in skill players.
I think that's a great call you made, Mike, with that video, and thanks for the call, because that told me a lot about DK Metcalf. If I wasn't a believer when I first saw him, and I was, he backs up, he's confident, and there's a fine line between confidence and arrogance, but you got to have it as an athlete, I think, in one form or another. But what he showed on that play, that he just turned it on and ran the entire length of the field and actually caught him, was ridiculous, and it says a lot about him. So I like that effort, and I think that's one of the reasons why they wanted to bring him in. Again, the thought here is they want to try to upgrade their offense this year. Another reason maybe why they haven't traded George Pickens, they think this year with Metcalf and Pickens on the outside and with a whole bunch of other people in that wide receiving roster, you know, they have Calvin Austin, who made a big step forward, I thought. Roman Wilson, we don't know about yet, but if he's anything what they thought he could be, he was out with injury mostly last year. And they have some depth there, and then Freiermuth with the backfield. They believe with Aaron Rodgers getting protected, which is a big part of this, that they can be efficient as an offense and be competitive to the point where their defense won't have to work so hard. Let's go to Martin in downtown Uniontown. Hello, Martin, how are you? Martin, are you there?
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey, well, I think that I like that Steelers running back, what they got in the draft yesterday. He's real fast, and I think he's going to help them real good this time around, this coming season.
Well, I don't know how fast he is versus some of the other guys. I mean, he has the ability to take it to the house, but he also is more of a power guy, I think. But, yeah, combination with Jaylen Warren, they needed someone else to help, because I think when they're at their best, they have multiple running backs. There was a time when Mike Tomlin would run the wheels off of everyone, including Najee Harris in his first year here. But ultimately, they're best suited when they have two guys that they can throw back and forth in there. So, they were going to pick a running back at some point, and he was the guy they chose. There are a lot of running backs still on the board, not that they're going to take him, but they had their choice of many guys, and they end up with him.
Yeah.
All right, Martin, thank you. Appreciate the call at 412-928-9370. Let's go to Vic in Portview, who has opinions about the draft specific to Shedeur Sanders. What's up, Vic?
My man. Hey, Bob. Hey, listen, man, I'm surprised you didn't correct the caller before the last one. When he said, do you want a kid like that of Deion Sanders who poured water on the guy's head? What does his son have to do with that? Because let me give you something right now. Eli Manning did not want to play for the Chargers. Brett Favre stole millions of dollars from poor people in Mississippi with that whole thing with the welfare. Ben Roethlisberger, we all know what he's been accused of. And John Elway didn't want to play. Why would he say that? That young man has nothing to do with his father dumping water on the guy, Tim McCarthy.
He mentioned that as the kind of attitude, perhaps, that Shedeur has and that he took after his dad that way.
He said, do you want somebody's kid like that? That's exactly what he said.
Okay, well, listen, I said earlier in this program that if 123 he's available, I'll probably take him. I don't know the reasons, Vic, and maybe you've heard some different things. I don't know the reasons why, but they have to believe NFL teams that he is just not the player that they think can help a team go in the next level in terms of a franchise quarterback.
I'm with you. It's something we don't know, because I tell you what, he's a talent. And when he came to Colorado, they had one win the previous year before, and he's done well. The young man has done well. Now, is he Hall of Famer? I doubt it. But, you know, for somebody to – I'm going to stick with that one. For him, that man to say, and I'll call him a circus clown, for him to say that would you want somebody kids like that, wow, that's going way beyond, you know, just judgment. That's bad. But, Bob, you got a great show, man. I love you. I ain't seen you up at Central in a minute. But, brother, you're a good dude.
I've been there.
I love your show, man.
All right, Vic, thanks.
You have, I'm there,
I've
like,
been there. It's a good place, good hangout place. That's right. I'll see you up there someday. You're going to have this. You always have somebody slide. This slide has been bigger slide than I can remember anyone really having, all the way from what was viewed as maybe a number two overall pick to now where he's still available in the fourth round as the NFL draft is underway. So we'll get you some updated if we see any prominent names being selected. And again, the Steelers have pick number 123. It will be very interesting to see if they do take a quarterback, which one will it be? And they have a choice of a couple here, Will Howard being one of them, Quinn Ewers being another one. You have Kyle McCord out there who's still available. I'm a little bit surprised that Cleveland, they needed a quarterback because they had just Pickett and Joe Flacco, but they went for Dillon Gabriel, who was not projected to be a guy who was going to be taken ahead of any of these guys, but he was taken by Cleveland. And by the way, they made a pretty interesting trade early in the draft when they gave up their number two to move back to number five. They got a great player there, and they also picked up a ton of draft equity, which they had given away in the Deshaun Watson deal. So they were trying to recoup some of that. So we'll see what it turns out to be. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We are live once again at Pine Richland Community Days. And if you're out here, we have some fan T-shirts to give away for you. It is the Youth Showcase. We have everyone from T-ball all the way up to 10th and 11-year-olds. Getting things done out here on what was it's a breezy day, but quite frankly, the rain has not stopped them. These fields look in great shape for the young kids who start their little baseball season. 412-928-9370. Back with more after this on the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Live once again from Pine Richland Community Park. It's opening day of the Youth Showcase for youth baseball all over the place. It's actually a cold day, but it's not rainy, and the fields look great, so they're out here doing it. And a lot of people have shown up from T-ball people all the way from 10 and 11-year-olds. They have fields for just about everyone. So enjoy the young kids getting involved in sports. It's a great way to start. And sports, I've always said, can help you in so many ways in your life. 412-928-9370 is the number. The Steelers are about five picks away from making their fourth-round pick. Maybe by the time we sign off here, we will have a name for you. But in case you missed it, Thursday, Derek Harmon was the first pick for the Steelers, a defensive lineman. And to put that in perspective, he is the first defensive lineman selected in the first round since Cam Hayward back in 2011. So they needed some help there. Some of the guys they've drafted subsequently in other rounds have not worked out maybe to the degree they wanted them to. So there was a huge area of need, and that was not a surprise. In the third round, after they traded the second-round pick to get DK Metcalf, Caleb Johnson, the running back out of Iowa, 1,500 yards rushing, 6.4 yards per carry average, 23 touchdowns, and now they wait for round number four. And will it be a quarterback? We have a lot of people on the lines who want to talk at 412-928-9370. Matt in Homer City is first in this segment. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Bob. Hey, thanks for taking my call here. Hope you're having a great Saturday.
Anytime.
But just wanted to talk real quick about how this first three rounds are shaking out here and how it kind of pertains to the quarterback position. It seems to be that empty hole here right now. But, you know, just with the first three, you know, rounds and the picks being an indicator here with them going Harmon and then Johnson, it seems like they, you know, don't have that quarterback, you know, need right now. They don't seem to be jumping at it. They seem to be comfortable with it. So, you know, maybe they know something we don't know. Maybe they're, you know, being, you know, fed information that they feel comfortable with. But I guess my questioning here after seeing those first two picks is, you know, a lot of Aaron Rodgers and a lot of the things going around him with the Pat McAfee show was commitments and can't make those and everything. Do you think it's something as simple here as, you know, with some of the things that are going on in his life here that he doesn't want to commit to OTAs? And rather than, you know, signing something and not showing up, and then, you know, how he went through with the Jets last year, taking all that heat with missing one day, maybe he's learned from that and wants to just kind of, you know, keep himself away from it, but still, you know, let them know that he's still very interested and plans to do that. And you know, just wanted to get your thoughts on
that. Yeah, Matt, so I would agree with that 100%. I think that's what I've thought anyway. I don't know for sure. I do know the way they've conducted this draft, they are in no rush to bring in a quarterback other than what they have already. So that tells me that they have a belief or some sort of agreement that Rodgers will be here. And yes, I am of the belief that he should, as a quarterback for a new team with a new OC and new surroundings, should be here for all of those sessions. But perhaps he doesn't want to, and maybe that's part of the deal. I don't know that, but hopefully something happens here fairly soon so that at least that could become less of a talking point. But so real quick, what do you think he can bring if he's, you know, again, to me is he's got to be protected. If he's not protected, he's a sitting duck back there and a statue in the pocket. If he is protected, what do you think he can do with Pickens and Metcalf and a host of other guys who can get open?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think at this point you trade Pickens away. I think, you know, we're kind of late in the game for that to get any kind of real value back. But, you know, with that offense built around it, I mean, you know, having Jalen as a mixed in back there, obviously, and you know, having some tight end weapons, I do feel that, you know, he could compete. We could, you know, have a really good season based off of that. I don't think that committing $4 million to Mason Rudolph was their solution at quarterback, at least if you look at it from a numbers perspective there. But, I mean, he was competitive last year. He was able to make all those throws, and he's going to have, you know, a lot of radius being able to catch receivers here that will definitely be a great benefit to him here.
Yeah, you know, the Pickens thing is interesting. I'm sure they did their due diligence on listening to people who had offers, because there were a lot of reporting on that the Steelers were taking phone calls, and why wouldn't you? No matter who it is, you want to listen. And maybe they just came away thinking, if the best we can do is a third-round pick, we can probably get that as a comp pick the following year, and we'd rather have him here this year, play it out. Now it's incumbent upon him to have a good year, right? And a lot of people believe that he's too immature and won't do this and will get mad. I can't believe he would do that. I don't know how you think, Matt, but I think he's going to understand that this year is his year to make a statement to the rest of the NFL. Like, and he should get more action, knowing that I think Metcalf is going to, you know, get most of the attention defensively, don't you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, anybody in a contract year is looking for big numbers. And I do think that if, you know, we start seeing some, you know, three catch, four catch games from George, he might go into that hole that he goes into where he's posting stuff on social media and, you know, going through that whole thing. But I just think that what he brings, and especially if you're trying to compete now to win, like Mike says, for Cam and for TJ, while you have all the pieces here, you got to have somebody to be able to bring you to that next level. And you know, personally, I don't think it's Mason. I mean, what we saw in the Buffalo game here 2 years ago, I don't think he's improved on that very much. But, I just think that, you know, for what we have here and what's around it, I think we're just one off, and Aaron Rodgers would be, you know, a great help there.
All right, Matt, thank you very much from Homer City. Appreciate that. It's a one-year deal, and that's what all it should be, 1 year, and then they can address this moving forward, knowing that Rudolph is also signed for 2 years. And listen, worst-case scenario, if that doesn't work out, he gets in there, pretty good thoughts of Rudolph in the last three games before he left for Tennessee, what he did here. So I think given a chance, you never know. Watch how many quarterbacks take 4 or 5 years to really develop. Look at Sam Darnold, how long it took him. And finally, he hit it with a good offensive scheme in Minnesota, cashed that into a big contract in Seattle. And there are many others like that around. So maybe he could be one of those guys. I thought that of Justin Fields, which is why I wanted him to sign here and be here, because I think there's more to his game that we've seen. Let's go to Brent in Swissvale, who joins us right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hello, Brent. How are you this Saturday?
Good. How we doing today, Bob? Big Good. Fan of the show. Big fan of you.
Thank you.
Most definitely. I just want to give my opinion on this Aaron Rodgers, Shador Sanders situation. I mean, day three pick on Shador, it's a crapshoot rounds 4 through 7. I'd rather take that risk. We've never heard of him being a locker room cancer. Yeah, his dad is a little arrogant. But also, doesn't arrogance come with confidence? I mean, so we're playing that line. And when have we heard Aaron Rodgers being a stand-up guy in the locker room? I mean, wanting to skip OTAs when we're trying to develop new chemistry with our second-round pick that we just gave up for DK Metcalf. Not to mention, I mean, he didn't do nothing with New York. And in Green Bay, every year was negotiable with him. He didn't want to do this. He didn't want to do that. We never heard about that with Shador. We heard him throw 64 touchdowns over the past 2 years, came from Jackson State, and turned a Colorado team that was 1-11 to 4-8 and then 8-4. I mean, all he had was Travis Hunter. So, I mean, and his dad is a class act. I mean, his dad might not be the most greatest of things, but he also went and visited that kid's dad in jail that played for Colorado and made sure he walked him down at senior graduation. So, I mean, it's a thin line that we're crossing between, like, oh, who's better or who's this and who's that. But, I mean, Aaron Rodgers for 1 year or Shador on a fourth-round pick, I mean, I'd rather put our crabs in a basket with that, because worst comes to worst, we have the same year or worse than what we had last year, and then they say the quarterback crop's going to be ridiculous, so we'll have a higher first-round pick next year.
Good points, Brent. I appreciate that. And the only thing, you know, when Sanders first got there, and thank you for the call, I did not appreciate how he walked in and just got rid of the entire team. He didn't give them a chance to do anything. And, you know, they were forced to move and transfer, even though they may have liked it at Colorado. And you're right, there is a fine line between confidence and arrogance. I just wish, you know, in the case of Shador Sanders, that Deion would just let him go and do his thing. And you get the feeling that Deion's going to be involved in a lot of stuff with him, and that needs to end. I have no idea if that's the reason why this is happening. He's a talented kid, and as I cited at the beginning when we started this show at 10 o'clock, there are a lot of numbers there to like. He's one of the best quarterbacks against the blitz when five people come after him, despite a bad offensive line. There are things you would like to see, but whatever reason, he's not been drafted, although Joel Nelson will keep me in touch here if something happens here in the next couple of minutes. Before we do that, let's go to Scott in Elwood City. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
Good, what's up?
Hey, I wanted to go back to the Pirates lineup. You were talking about how you like Cruz batting leadoff, and
yes.
I just wanted to run a scenario by you. What do you think of IKF batting leadoff, keeping Reynolds second and maybe putting Cruz third, so that he can mm-hmm. be up with guys on base.
I know Joe Starkey and I were talking about that a few weeks ago because he was their hottest hitter. But I still like Cruz and what he can do. And one swing of the bat, he can give you a lead. If he gets on base, he's going to steal. Those are things I think from a leadoff hitter you don't get. Ricky Henderson comes to mind with that. Not that he's Ricky Henderson, but my point is he can do those things. IKF batting ninth also is a good thing at this point. At first, I didn't like it. But, you know, later, you know, if you get down in the third inning, for example, and he gets on base, all of a sudden he's a base runner for Cruz, who at number one can, you know, make it a two-run swing. So IKF's done okay. I don't think he's still their best option at shortstop in their system. For now he is, but You know, I at one point I wanted him lead off. I think Cruz is a better fit. All right, Scott, thank you. Appreciate the call. One more before we go. Al in Uniontown is on the line. Hello, Al.
Hey, Bob. Yeah, in the next two rounds, I'd like to see him build up some depth, maybe at middle linebacker and maybe on the O-line. But if we get to the sixth round and Ewers is sitting there, I mean, I would take a flyer on the kid. He's not tall in stature. He's about as tall as Drew Brees, but he's stocky. He's got a smart IQ, and he's got a hell of an arm. And I've seen him taking on the Alabamas and the Georgias of the world. This kid, I mean, he could be a sleeper.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of them. If you look at it, Al, thanks for the call. You got Shedeur Sanders still available if he hasn't been picked yet. I haven't seen the fourth round yet, so I'm not sure. Then you have Kyle McCord, who was brought in by the Steelers, and you know he did a pretty good job. He went from Ohio State to Syracuse, and he revitalized a Syracuse offense that needed it. And his one bad day was against Pitt, where they intercepted him five times. That's still on my mind, and it's hard for me to get over that, just as it was for Jackson Dart, who had that bad game against Florida. Sometimes you see those, and you wonder what's happening there. But, yeah, so he would be an interesting pick, all of them. Will Howard. I don't know. These are developmental guys. I don't expect them to come in and start immediately, but they could add to your room. And who knows, if you're lucky enough, some of them can develop pretty quickly. But if that does not happen, even if it does, I think next year is the year they pounce on a quarterback in the first round, because they will have, it looks like a lot of options. And as the year goes on, you'll see some of those guys developing in their final year of college and what it may mean and where the Steelers may draft. A lot of that has to do with this as well. So we're out of time here. Joel, is there anything new with the Steelers? Have they made their pick yet? I'll ask you that since I can't see it out here. Nothing yet. All right, so it's coming up shortly. And Joe Starkey is coming up next.
Hey, Bob. Joe.
No. We can make it a, hey, Joe. I can't do that, but I'm going to get someone to do it.
How are you, Bob? That was actually me live in studio.
Oh, that's you? I thought that was
Dave. That was no recording. No, of course.
You.
I'm live today. I got called into action.
I gave you away what I was going to do then. I thought that was on tape. I have someone here ready to call in and dupe you.
I've been picked, Bob. Unlike Shedeur, I've been picked today. I've been selected, and I'm coming off the bench to play.
Do you want Shedeur?
Bob, I'm going to get into that at the beginning of the show. I don't want to give away my opinion. I did a couple days ago, but upon further research here, man, this is really, really quite the story. And I'm not sure I would, based on Deion, really, and looking into his role in all of this that I was probably neglectful of. As you know, I'm a Jackson Dart guy. And then after him, I said, yeah, take a big swing on Shedeur. But at this
episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.